I'm not talking from an empty head. I don't think I'm just talking to the four walls of this chapel. I hope and I trust I'm speaking to you. In God's name, nourish your soul with the spiritual food your soul and my soul need to remain, I repeat, spiritually alive. Otherwise, and I say this with complete conviction, our faith weakens and then dies. And Detroit, what he told you. One day the diocesan paper generously listed the churches closed in the Archdiocese of Detroit. Detroit is not as big a city as is Chicago. Hear it. 40 churches closed. Why assisted mass? Yes, you know what the mass is. Why listen to a sermon? Why even spend 5 minutes a week in a Catholic church? Unless your mind clearly, and I mean clearly, believes and understands that the living God who became man is present in the Catholic Church. Not to nourish the mind here on the faith means to starve the mind, not to do spiritual reading in the plainest English at my disposal is to tempt God's providence. Telling him, in effect, you are God. You work the miracle of informing my mind on the truths of the faith. And if my faith dies, it is, we dare tell God, your fault. Oh Lord, I beg you to make the words I am saying, not because the sinner is saying them. This is the history of the Catholic Church. And the more educated we are, the deeper and richer our vocabulary, the more we need. And the word is need, constant, daily nourishment of our faith, which, I cannot say this too often, we believe with a mind. The mind must be fed. The mind must be nourished. Otherwise, we shall become one of the millions of ex-Catholic Americans. Let me be as honest as I can. You don't even go through high school, let alone go through college, without developing the mind which needs to be fed. Things we need to know in our business, in our industry. Well, there's no more important business which any of us is engaged in than the business of living the Catholic faith and growing in that faith. I do not plan to say it, but say it I will. Ask our Lord before this retreat closes whether you should not write and publish an object. I've never published a single article. All the more reason why you should start publishing now. You wouldn't be here unless you have the faith. How desperately we need believing Catholics to express their thoughts in writing. I say this with complete sincerity, having published as much as I have would have been impossible unless for years, I mean years, I retired. My earliest hour was 2 a.m. To write means work, means labor. When we enter eternity, we shall be judged on how we've spent our time. But my main focus in this meditation is to strongly encourage you to read good, sound Catholic literature. I repeat, pause for a moment and ask yourself how many millions of thought hours are spent each day in the United States, people devouring, I'll use the word again, the pabulum, which is a nice word for garbage, dished out in literally truckloads to our people. Then ask yourself, how many of these people spend 1/10 of 1% of their mind life in a daily reading of the scriptures or document of the church, or, as I've said before, the writing of the saints or of deeply spiritual authors? I won't ask for a raising of hands. How many of you have read one page of Cardinal, or shall I better say, Archbishop Sheen? There are so many intelligent professional writers who have the faith to read them, to know what they are saying is to nourish our believing minds with God's revealed truth. my closing sentence and the paragraph I'm reading, unless we do this, we shall spiritually die. And I mean it. The mind desperately needs to be fed with the truth, fed with the truth about the Catholic faith, in order to keep ourselves alive. I will add one more important sentence. Unless our minds have been carefully, daily nourished on God's truth, those minds may remain just as intelligent as they were before, but those minds will be useless for sustaining the Catholic faith of millions. I continue. We further reflect on the other millions, shall I call them thought hours, that people expend in watching television or listening to the radio. The urgency, what we are saying becomes not merely urgent, but imperative. There must be, absolutely must be, a steady and regular diet of sound nourishment for the soul at the risk of losing one's spiritual life. And that, I say, as a verdict of history, especially in the United States. The lowest figure for the number of Catholics given up their faith, the Second Vatican Council, is 15 million. The tragic lack of vocations to the priesthood and the religious life. Hear it. Since the Second Vatican Council, over 80,000 religious women left the convent. In Detroit, I have an office in an empty Catholic church. One large city after another, there are churches, Catholic churches, where Christ was reserved in the Eucharist for years. Among them, the greatest scandal is a Catholic church which is now the most popular saloons and dancing halls in the city. I repeat, what I'm sharing with you is the verdict of the history of the Catholic Church. Dioceses have closed, and I should add, are closing in the United States. There is a dire need for all of us to spend ourselves in preserving the Catholic faith in our country. Wish to have God on my mind during the day. I must read about God, what He has to say. Is why He spoke. It would in effect be telling God, well, heard that, come to think of it, there are some writings, they tell me you're inspired. How interesting. How interesting. They might add, piously, dear Lord. I seldom say this, but say it I must. Most of the fathers of the church for the first 7 centuries of Christian history tell us, I'm quoting them, most of the human race will not be saved. If I wish to talk to God in humble and easy conversation, which we call prayer, I must know what God has said, how this needs to be told you. It is well, it is wise to memorize. I don't say whole chapters of Scripture. Memorize parts of the New Testament. Memorize words that Christ spoke. Memorize the description of the offense. For example, over the years, I've spent my Lenten season in memorizing the New Testament. Hear it. The key to remembering is the will. And repeat, the key to remembering is the will. I must want to remember. The Muslims, having taught Islam over the years, the Muslims have memorized the whole of their Muslim Quran. All we need to know what God has said. If I am to pray, it is simple wisdom to use some of the words that God has revealed to me. As you know from experience, the surest way of lapsing into silence is to enter a person's company, have nothing on my mind to say. If I want to develop a strong Catholic faith that is clear and sound and unalloyed, I must read what the Catholic Church teaches. One, because her teaching comes to me especially in written form. Let's make sure I read what the Catholic Church teaches. I read, should I say, what others tell me the Church teaches. I may get some of the truth, but I say this safely. I know the diocesan papers in one large city after another. So much commentary, and by and large, in most of these papers, so little of the Church's actual teaching. Let's be honest. Not everyone who writes about the Catholic Church loves her. Moreover, I want to make sense what is happening in the Church today. Hear it. There have been more martyrs for the Catholic faith since 1900 than all the 19 centuries before put together. We are living, and I see this with complete conviction, there are more martyrs for the Catholic Church each year now than ever before in the history of the Catholic faith. Whole nations in Africa are being murdered out of existence. If I'm to be inspired by the mystical body of Christ, which is the Church, I must know what the Catholic Church teaches, and especially know how true, honest to God Catholics are living. Dare I say it? I will say it. We Catholics in the United States are living an easygoing life. In other nations, my parents are born in Slovakia. There have been more martyrs who died for the faith in little Slovakia than there have been in huge America. The mystical body of Christ has a history. It has had and is having a history of suffering and persecution. Let me say it. The Catholic Church in the United States is being professionally persecuted. The Catholic Church has struggled and fought with error, has miraculously survived, better still, has thrived. I am to be strong in my faith in not just this century, but the century which is about to come upon us in just a few days. I had better know much more than any of us knows about the faith that we profess. Otherwise, with this I close, as so many are doing today, we are liable to barter our faith for a mess of pottage. All this means my mind should be deeply, and I mean deeply, aware what the Catholic Church is, how deeply she is suffering throughout the world, and in my own way, share in making this Catholic faith better known in our day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or phone 773-267-1195.